going to celebrate communion. We do that every second Sunday here. And as we take a look at what the Lord says to us in Scripture, it behooves us to examine our heart, and I think we've already done that probably this morning as we've worshiped the Lord. But we have every reason to rejoice in God. We have an open communion table here, which means basically you don't have to be a member of this church in order to participate in communion. But if you've surrendered your life to Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, that's what makes communion something that is beneficial for you. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning at verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man and woman examine himself and herself, and let them eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged," thank you, gentlemen, "we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world." As we get ready to participate in the elements, we want to make sure that, first of all, our hearts are right. If there's anything in between you and the Lord, obviously take care of it. Should have been already taken care of in worship. If there's anything that exists as an odd or difficult relationship between you and someone who's not here in this room, I urge you to take care of it at your first opportunity. Don't not take communion, but do take communion with a commitment that you will make it right. So while the elements are being passed, just take a couple of moments quietly, and when they're all distributed, we'll participate together. Father, we thank you for this bread that represents your body broken for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are so good to us. We pray, O God, that as we participate this morning in your body broken for us, we will have fresh revelation. Your body broken for me. My sins removed. By your stripes we're healed. Lord, we thank you for the full provision of the cross, for healing and strength and deliverance and encouragement. Right now, by faith, we receive the bread and your body. Let's partake together. Thank you for your body broken for us, Lord. Now, Lord, as we consider the fruit of the vine, we consider the wonderful and awesome ratification of the covenant that you did for us. How you washed us by the blood and you signed this new covenant by your blood. And we thank you that we get the privilege of being your people. And Lord, even as we partake this morning, let there be a fresh washing, a fresh cleansing, a fresh strengthening and deliverance. Thank you for your body and for your blood. Let's all participate together. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being so good, for being so great. We rejoice in you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And all the people said?
Amen.
God's good, isn't he? How often?